This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name is T-Roy Tate. I'm on the Plumbing Master course, and I'm currently on week 7.
Hi, yep. T-Roy.
Hiya, Tom.
So, T-Roy, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Actually, at the moment, I'm a warehouse operative, level 3 operative, and I work in the army department as well, full-time.
So how are you finding balancing that job around your course then?
Which I like with this course, actually, it's I balance it in my own time. So I like have to cut down family time and sleeping time and fit in my course time.
So you're training to be a plumber then? Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
To be honest, when I leave school, I used to be cabinet making / carpenter. When I actually came to England in 2001, I couldn't find myself a job in that kind of role, really, because it's more like, mostly like production line, and I don't really build for production line kind of work. So that, and I end up in the warehouse, but I always really want to find something that I can do physically for myself, and because I'm like a physical person, hands-on job. And couple years down the line, I see the course come up and say, yeah, I should try this. So first off, it wasn't really say, I want to be a plumber. It's just the kind of thing when I look into it, that's what for me.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding it?
I'm finding it well good, actually. Well informative and very useful.
You're on your 7th week, I understand. What are you doing this week then?
This week we're doing the gas installation. Basically, we're talking about different various parts of the gas wires and fires, and getting to know what they look like more than what on the paperwork as we go through. Because like the picture-wise and the physical-wise is just like totally different aspect of the getting the knowledge in the brain. So at the moment, we're going through see what they look like and so forth like that.
As well as your practical training, are you getting any experience or doing any plumbing work outside of your course then?
At the moment, I fit one bathroom suite so far on the outside of the course. And that's all I've done since.
So what are your plans then when you finish the course?
My plan is I want to try to find a job, like say, approximately for 3 years and then venture out on my own when I gain some more physical experience.
If anyone's listening to this and wants to train as a plumber or is thinking of retraining, have you got any advice for them about what to do next?
Well, I say contact Trade for Trade Skill and look into it, see what they want to do. Make sure it's for them, basically. If they have a hands-on job and they love the tools like I do, plumbing is a good trade for them.
That's great, T-Roy. Thank you for joining us.
Right, thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.